Thanks, everyone. Thank you all. This is like a great crowd. And I know you're not just here for me, but we have fabulous readers tonight. And I want to thank Joan and Chris for inviting me to read along with the rest of the wonderful writers here this evening and for keeping this series going 50 years, which is pretty impressive. I'm going to read five poems. Three of them are from my manuscript, but it's no longer a manuscript. It's actually a book, which will be published hopefully in late August. I write a lot about family, about searching for family, about trying to figure out who we are in this world. And I have very little information about a lot of my family, but the first poem I'm going to read is called Chovly, which is the name of a town in Lithuania where my father's great-grandparents and grandparents came from. And they left before World War I. It was a very, very terrible time for the Jews there. There were a lot of pogroms. So this first poem is called Chovly. A nightingale wings its way in, says, fly, carries me to the grandmother of my grandmother. My hand lies in hers, placid and cool. We soar over the town, its street filled with dirt and leftover rain. Buildings shiver in wind from the Baltic Sea. Look, you come from this place. Its sky arched and silvery, crowded with clouds, the sun traipsing toward a horizon littered with bodies. The grandmother of my grandmother strokes my hair, calls me Shana Madel, tells me the men weave, the women suffer. Feel my hand, bruised, skin torn, palm worn by carrying too much. Her daughter will be Nechama, whose daughter Ida will become my grandmother. They will flee. She will die in its cold embrace. I am her dream, burrowed in my body. Oh, thanks. I do have to just thank one special person here tonight, Nancy Krigalski, sitting right up front giving me the stink eye right now. she's my Mad Women teacher, and many, many, many of these poems originated or were certainly refined in her classes. So thanks, Nancy. I also write a lot about my mother. The last few months of her life were very, very difficult. She had had a couple of strokes. She became very, very angry. And so this is one of the poems about her. It's called Betrayal. After strokes, corroded synapses sent neurons flaring into nothingness. After her body's right side became unwilling. Once, my mother clothed herself in ruby and obsidian, harnessed the spinning world, drank scotch in a heavy glass. After existing in assisted living, refusing to dress, to eat, to sleep in the hospital bed, her own bed, too big, too high off the ground. Once my mother begged me not to hate her, confessed affairs with married men, her loneliness a halo. After language decamped until only no remained, her frenetic heart, her stuttering lungs pinned me to earth. Once, in the week before she died, my mother said, dying isn't like it is in the movies. Riddle, who can laugh and cry at exactly the same time? A daughter. I know a lot of you here knew Barbara Dahlberg, who was just a dear, dear, dear friend of mine who passed away 3 years ago. And this poem is for her. Dear Barbara, the crows are back, scoring the sky above Homewood Cemetery with sharp songs and dense bodies. Remember how we tracked them, shivered as their shadows floated over us. A red-tailed hawk skims oaks and maples. Late September, scents of autumn and cut grass. Sun highlights a small gravestone, someone's infant, name hidden by lichens. There are many young buried in this old cemetery. Your son and mine, ashes in a mausoleum. Can you hear me in the afterlife? It must be filled with vivid leaves and every wild bird created. Remember when we walked here, watched swifts and goldfinches, imagined ourselves with wings arced to let wind lift us? What would it be like flying over the rise and fall of graves, this place filled with deer and peonies and dead? We knew from the moment we met we would be friends, bound by poetry and grief. I think of your valiant body, fighting cancer as it breached your breasts, uterus, lungs, brain. You fought and won until you didn't. A few remaining water lilies at the pond, reeds shelter nests of red-winged blackbirds. Remember your poem about the turtle? Walking over grass and hills and fallen leaves, simply trying to get home. Each line filled with life and hope, just like you. Even now, I can hear your laugh, see the light in your eyes. My mother's birthday was November 28th, which often fell around Thanksgiving, so this poem combines all of that. It's called Birthday Portrait Mother. My mother's coincided with Thanksgiving, which made the holiday all about her. November 28th, Sagittarius, a constellation in the southern sky, its western border, the winter solstice. Not that my mother cared about skies or stars. Once we sat on her balcony, smoked cigarettes at twilight, downtown Columbus, arrayed before us. Look what I've achieved. And she meant her condo with its wall of glass, her St. John suits, her Mercedes, the color of midnight. Maybe she also meant me. Was motherhood somewhere on her list? Now it is the day after Thanksgiving, 4 years after she died. My husband and I visit our son and son-in-law, hike a ravine trail near Blacksburg. Cascades of water like stair steps bisect the land. Around us, sycamores with their ghostly trunks, a few hickory trees wear crowns of bronze. If bronze was music, it would sound deep, like church bells in an old Italian set town. My mother wasn't keen on anything old, but by God, she loved a good party. Presents wrapped in glossy paper, whiskey in a heavy glass, mashed potatoes and turkey, Prantl's burnt almond tort for dessert. All of us gathered around the flame of her. She picked at meat from the bird's carcass, her mouth lipstick smeared, her laugh bouncing off walls, fingers stained with grease. So my last poem actually was something that occurred when my husband and I were on a trip in Alaska. And we were in one of those Zodiac boats, which if you've never been in one, they're super cool. Anyway, Misty Ford, Alaska. We're in a boat watching a cormorant skim aquamarine water. It circles and circles, flies close to sheer granite cliffs where it hides among green plants, where in a nest, eggs wait for warmth or nestlings for food. No one speaks, the boat bobs quietly, but this lone bird continues to fly in ever-widening loops with its long neck and tiring wings. Perhaps it sees we are danger, some unknown barrier, yet doesn't give up, flies off, returns. And I think this must be devotion, love in its simplest form, a willingness to try again and again to overcome exhaustion, find its way home. Thank you very much.